We go now to the gold standard of weird. It's a movie from 1999 that's being re-released on DVD by the Criterion Collection. For our latest home video recommendation, film critic Bob Mondello is here to remind us what it's like being John Malkovich.
It's weirdness run amok. Puppeteer John Cusack gets a filing job in an office building where the floor he works on, 7.5, isn't quite tall enough for him to stand, but does have a perk, as he tells co-worker Catherine Keener.
There's a tiny door in my office, Maxine. It's a portal, and it takes you inside John Malkovich. You see the world through John Malkovich's eyes, and then after about 15 minutes, you're spit out into a ditch on the side of the New Jersey Turnpike.
Sounds great. Who's John Malkovich?
When these two decide to charge cash for entry to Malkovich's mind, things get complicated, especially when John Malkovich finds out and takes the trip himself, the ultimate exercise in narcissism.
Malkovich.
Screenwriter Charlie Kaufman and director Spike Jonze have strange sensibilities, and the DVD's commentary track by Michel Gondry, who made Kaufman's Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind,
I'm sure Spike had the crush on Catherine,
is a little strange too.
You have another commentary track than mine, that's going to be the only one. It's a disaster.
There's also a documentary about puppetry, a Malkovich interview conducted by, of all people, comedian John Hodgman, and Spike Jonze even finds a way to make an extra about photos he took on the set feel odd.
It is 2028, and we're looking back at a 30-year anniversary of being John Malkovich for New Format's This Chip That Gets Put Into the Back of Your Head, and you just watch the movie in 1/2 of a second. And so we look at all these photos from 30 years ago when we made the film. This is Vince Land Day.
Mostly, though, being John Malkovich is worth watching for itself, an enduringly quirky comedy with grand metaphysical implications that you can just watch because it's a real trip. I'm Bob Mondello.
I did it! I made him move his arm! And I made him talk, sort of. It's just a matter of practice. Before Malkovich is nothing more than another puppet hanging next to my work table.